K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. This is the golf edition, women's golf postseason edition of this podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by this morning, or whenever you have time, listen to this podcast today, and I will hype up the bonus channel at the end of this podcast. Do want to check in on Carla Bernat's progress after one day of the NCAA regional. She is sitting inside the top 10 after a round of one under par, 71 yesterday. There, she is currently tied for sixth right now in the 2024 NCAA Bryan Regional, which is held at the par 72, 6,376-yard course at Traditionals Club. Bernat carded one of just 11 under par first rounds among 66 players, other women in this field. She put together her 17th round of under par golf this season. Almost misread that as well. So 17th round of under par golf for Carla in 2024. Stu Burke, head coach of K-State Women's Golf, in a post tweet, not a post tweet, in a post comment here, a quote, Carla did a nice job today. And he goes on to say, quote, she stuck to her plan well and didn't get frustrated when a few birdie putts did not drop early on. This was a very mature and patient round. She has herself in position. So all we ask for is more of the same tomorrow, which is today, Tuesday morning there as well. And of course, for those who don't know, and apologies to men's golf, which we haven't really talked about much at this point in the spring semester due to transitions and focusing on transfer portal and basketball, which has been just a absolute crap show there and other things. But Carla Bernat has been one of the topping points of this podcast, and rightfully so. She is from Castellón, Spain. Bernat put herself in an early hole with a bogey on in the first hole already. After three straight pars, right, she got back to even with a birdie on par 5, fifth hole, and then moved up to 1 under after a birdie on 8. And then, of course, here reading here, Bernat backed her back 9, started with 3 pars before a critical bogey on 13 to drop her to even par. She came down to the home stretch with a couple of pars on back-to-back-to-back holes, 14, 15, 16, and then added the last one, 18, in addition to a huge birdie on the 17th hole there, which is a par 4 there as well. One of 5 players competing solely as an individual in the 54-hole event, Bernat leads that group of players by 4 shots. Damn. By 4, yeah, let's repeat that. 4 shots as the next highest player competing as an individual is TCU's Louis Lau, she's sitting at 3 over par 75. However, with the top 5 teams advancing from the Bryan Regional to the NCAA Championship, she is competing against 41 others who are looking to qualify as an individual to get in to the NCAA Championships. LSU and SMU, if you're wondering, are tied at the top of the team leaderboard at 2 under par 286. One shot ahead of host school Texas A&M, LSU's Ingrid Labad and Latiana Stone, along with SMU's Mackenzie Lee, are tied for 18-hole lead, 4 under par. And Bernat's not too far, 3 shots back with a 1 under to this point there. As Bernat, we're recording this early in the morning. She's going to get going here about less than 2 hours from now. So we're going to get this out prior to that there, and we'll keep our eyes on that because I got to record another podcast later on this evening there. So, yep, her round will begin at 9:40 Central. We'll get that up more likely immediately. So usually we get this, we've been getting this out before 11, but since Bernat is going to be starting here a little early this morning, she will get this out before that. And of course, www, if you want to keep track of Carla, K-State Nation, www.golfstat.com. Again, I butchered that. Goodness gracious. www.golfstat.com. And me and Alex did record bonus content last night. It might sound a little choppy due to me driving on the way back. I was out of town last night, so we had to get one in. Me and Alex got one in for the second bonus content in a row. Driving home back to Kansas in... beat the weather, but it was a little nasty out yesterday evening. It's tornadoes around Oklahoma and whatnot, and I believe I saw there our friends Purple Nation over there, Manhattan, Kansas, K-State Nation had a tornado watch or something like in the realms of that last night too. So definitely we're getting to the point where we're going to see some weird ass weather, scary weather, so don't play around with that. We also need to keep our thoughts and prayers to those out in the Westmoreland, Kansas area, as well as they're dealing with the unfortunate aftermath of that. Very sad there on that. Me being a resident of Manhattan for so long, it kind of hits home there, so we need to be thinking about them as well. But not a good transition, but back to the bonus pod again, solely on Podbean. Bonus content from here on out of the Purple Project Podcast, only on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddies Podcast. Again, that's Greer, the number 3 Eddies, Eddie, apostrophe S, for more K-State bonus content. Me and Alex, they record that. I'll have that up probably this evening as well. So I got a busy evening of podcasting to do. So looking at that going on as well. But that's going to wrap things up for now. Nothing didn't really come across my desk yet about K-State's basketball recruiting as well. I know, yeah, we talked about that, so I'm not going to spoil that on here. You're going to have to go back once that's uploaded. And I'll let you know on tomorrow's daily podcast as well. As Carla Bernat inside the top 10 in the second half, trailing by 3 shots of the leaders. We'll see what Carla can do here in day 2 coming up later on this morning. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, or free and available daily, or whenever we have a chance to record Kansas State content. For Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast continues. Go Cats!